Hey everyone, Scott here. If you're in the MSP world, if you've been following our MSP on Reddit lately, you've probably seen the firestorm around NinjaOne's support. Let's break it down and see what actually happened and what the community is saying and where it leaves us, the MSPs who rely on these tools every day. It all started with this frustrated Reddit user, CJ Stahl. He said that NinjaOne had offshored their support to the Philippines and that the quality of the support had suddenly dropped off a cliff. He even found the tech's LinkedIn profile that he was dealing with, showing that they worked for a third-party company overseas. Naturally, this raised questions. But here's the twist. After speaking directly with NinjaOne's CEO and the head of support, the original poster admitted that he jumped the gun. Turns out about 12% of Ninja's support staff are based in the Philippines and they've been over there for 4 years. They handle the overflow and after-hours support, not the bulk of the workload. NinjaOne's SVP of strategy even jumped into the thread to clarify. He said, "We haven't outsourced support. These engineers are trained the same, held to the same standards, and are as part of the long-term support strategy." He also claimed that they have a CSAT score of 98.6% across all support. Now this sounds great on paper, but the community wasn't totally convinced. Because here's the thing, even if it's just 12%, a lot of MSPs feel as though the quality's dropped lately on the support. Longer ticket times, robotic responses, and radio silence when it matters most. Worst off, many say that they haven't even got the survey, so how accurate is the CSAT score anyway? But this isn't about NinjaOne. It's part of a larger pattern we've seen. VC-backed companies chasing down growth, cutting corners, and quietly offshoring the very thing that they've built a brand on, exceptional support. The bait and switch feeling is real. But let's be fair though. Most people in that thread still love NinjaOne's product. It's powerful, it's easy to use, and more accessible than legacy tools like Automate. For MSPs, it's helped them do more with less, and that still counts for a lot. So should you still use NinjaOne? Honestly, probably. But you know what we're getting into? Support may not feel the same as it did a year or two ago. And if that's the deal breaker for you, it's something worth fractioning the decision. Here's my take. NinjaOne is at a crossroads. If they still want to be known for top-tier support, they need to listen closely, act fast. The community is giving them a clear message, and it's not too late to get back on track. Are you seeing the same support issues? Are you sticking with Ninja, or are you shopping around? Drop your thoughts in the comments section. I'll catch you in the next video.